Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
All right. So here's what we're doing until Thanksgiving. I'm going to give this a try. We're going to make every last hour of the show a call-in hour, see how it goes, see what it does to the ratings. Usually I try to move the mornings fast, so that's why I don't do call-ins, because they tend to slow me down. I have so much competition in the morning. I have a lot of competition, so I feel like I have to rapid-fire information. But when we get into that last hour, I'm going to try, see how it goes. 800-905-0989, that's the call-in line, but it's also the text line as well. You could text me or call me. All the subjects of the week that was are back on the table. Agreement is not required. Although the host will like you better if you agree with me.
Okay, there is
but
that.
It's not required. Yeah. I'm, you know, human nature.
Yes.
Okay, breaking news. Experts shocked, I tell you. Just shocked as the United States adds a stunning 119,000 jobs, despite only 50,000 expected. And this is with the federal government being down 3,000 jobs just for the month of September. Folks, we've never seen the federal government shed jobs before. Like, that's not a thing.
Nope.
No, there's that jobs. I mean, the federal government's only ever grown. But these are Trump times and good things happen in Trump times. By the way, I guarantee you, Lee, those 3,000 jobs, no one will even notice. I mean, I hate to say that, but nobody will even notice that they are gone. So right now, just folks hugely excited about this, but also shocked over at CNBC. They can hardly believe it. Non-farm payrolls up a robust 119,000 jobs. That's the best since April. And it's really an amazing number when you think about it, because the Federal Reserve has launched an outright attack on the jobs market in order to hurt Trump for the midterms. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It is political in nature. It's nothing to do with economics. It has to do with the fact that Jerome Powell, who Trump has, you know, asked to exit because his performance has been so horrendous, getting everything wrong, saying we didn't need to worry about inflation. We could print all the money we wanted under Joe Biden. No big deal. We got 9% inflation. Trump wants him gone. He's refusing to leave. He is an economic arsonist. And as a real economist, Professor Dr. Peter St. Onge explained, I mean, I like to explain it all the time, with lower rates, each point that rate, that interest rate is lowered, is a million jobs. So that's what's keeping Trump right now from getting to 200,000 jobs a month, which is what we really, really need for folks to have options, in this economy. If you even look at what the Fed's doing, I mean, it's so dishonest what they're doing. First, they lied and said the job market was on fire. Well, you and I knew the job market wasn't on fire. We're not economists. And of course, it was a lie. And the Biden administration had to revise those jobs later. They said, well, we got to keep the interest rates. We got to keep them high. But then when Kamala Harris needed a lowered rate to create jobs, they lowered it for her to help her win. Yep. Now Trump's in office. Suddenly everything's changed.
Mm-hmm. Funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's totally political. The economics of our country is, hey, you get to thrive if Democrats are in office, if Republicans and the companies get punished. There's no economic logic to it. Now they're claiming that because the Bureau of Labor Statistics did not collect the jobs numbers because of the government shutdown, the Fed says, well, we just don't know. We just don't have any ideas. So we can't go through with that rate cut at the end of the year. Anything to help the Democrats win in the midterms. What an absolute crock. Oh, there's no data. Well, but CNBC seems to think there's data. They're talking about it right now. They're talking about it. So now they're pretending like inflation is a concern at the Fed. And first they lied and said tariffs would cause inflation across the board. Right. They didn't. Yeah. So if you notice, that lie's gone. They've given up on that as their justification for not lowering rates. And now they've moved on to, shutdown, no data. So sorry. Hey, we think we can't go through the end of the year one. I mean, it just, Lee, when they're proven wrong in their reason for not lowering rates, they just make up a new reason.
Right.
It's not economics. It's not. Anyway, the fact that swimming against this headwinds of artificially high rates that Powell has imposed on America, that we could still create 119,000 jobs in September is fantastic. By the way, up from 55,000 the month before. So, good.
Yeah, that's welcome news for the all of the concern about affordability that keeps being brought up.
Yeah.
That's the talking point now, the narrative that the left-wing media is bringing up. And it is important because it's always the economy, stupid. It's like the James Carville said during the Clinton years.
Yeah, but this is also the media talking stuff down. Remember how they would do this? They would do it to George W. Bush, anything to help the Democrats to win.
I remember when Bush and Cheney, when they were campaigning for the first term there, we're talking about the problem that the economy was having, and you heard the Democrats in the media all say, you're trying to talk down the economy. You're trying to talk down the economy. Well, look where we are now.
Exactly. Let's take our first call of the hour. I'm going to do a call in our last hour of the show, so 9 to 10, every day until Thanksgiving. Chuck from Lyman is on the line. Hey, Chuck.
How are you?
Good. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to speak to the affordability part of the retail at grocery store level.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the business for 25 years, and I've seen cost increases of those years many times. I have never seen a decrease from manufacturer's supply. What they do with that extra money that they make once cost comes down for them to make it, they put into different buckets to promote it, but they never come down off base cost. So the stores have no choice but their operating costs to keep the margins where they're at to be able to operate. At the same time, the manufacturer makes more money even though they try to give some of it back by promoting, but overall they're making more money. It's not the grocery stores, it's the manufacturers and suppliers to the grocery stores.
That you're seeing or what, keeping prices the same?
Yes.
Okay.
Once they have a reason to go up on something, whether it be a tariff or whether it be supplies during COVID, they go up, but they never come back down after that supply is fixed. They stay the same and they make more profit. Now, they do turn it around and try to promote more, like, you know, with ads and stuff like it in grocery stores. But you'll never get that regular retail down.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, too, thought, Chuck, thanks for the insight, thought that the prices would come down again across the board, we do not want prices to come down. That's called deflation. And the media would begin screaming about it ad infinitum. It's actually not a good thing. What we actually need is for wages to catch up with the prices that were Biden-flated under the 9% gains. Larry Kudlow touched on some of that on CNBC last week.
Donald Trump didn't create the affordability crisis. The affordability crisis is inflation prices are higher than wages for working folks, middle class and lower income people. Okay? Joe Biden created 9% inflation with 21% cumulative increase in prices. That wasn't Donald Trump. That was Joe Biden that did that. J.D. Vance made the case last night, I think, or the night before, that basically the average price of a home doubled under Biden, went up 100%, doubled. That wasn't Trump. It was under Biden. Now I got the Democratic Party and the lefty media blaming Donald Trump.
Yeah, which is incredible. Donald, I mean, just the idea that Trump's responsible for this. But I think it's more people mad because they wanted him to fix it right away. So anyway, this hour is a call-in hour now, and it will be through Thanksgiving. Who knows? I might continue it after that. We'll see. So the 9 o'clock hour, now a call-in hour. I'm going to try to read the text line more heavily, too, if you don't have time to call in. The number for both, 800-905-0989. It is the same. Call in or text, 800-905-0989.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It is the call-in hour of the show from 9 to 10. We're going to do this every day till Thanksgiving. See how it goes. Jeff from Gastonia up in North Carolina is online. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Tara. Hello from South Padre Island, Texas.
Oh, okay. It said they have you listed as Gastonia, but that's okay. What's up?
Well, I live in Gastonia, but I'm on vacation. So,
all right, then. Cool. What's up?
I got a friend that he's, you know, pitching a fit about President Trump hosting the Saudi prince yesterday. And I know why he's doing that, you know, to get more investment in this country, I guess, to defend us from a big financial pitfall. And, you know, he's just, I mean, I'm not crazy about him hosting him in the White House either, but, I mean, I feel like, unfortunately, we have to make these kind of deals, you know, to also help Saudi Arabia keep breaking away from Iran and to put $1 trillion of investment in this country. And I just want to get your take.
Yeah, sure. I actually did a whole segment on this yesterday on what is actually going on here. And there was, Jeff, a remarkable piece of audio that came out from that meeting with the Saudi Crown Prince and Trump. in which a reporter very pointedly asked, listen, you know, Saudi Arabia did 9/11. I mean, what do you have to say, Mr. President, to the families of the 9/11, you know, victims? What do you, you know, what do you have to say? And Trump jumps up and says, you know, don't insult our guests. Don't insult the Crown Prince. The Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, who was not in charge of Saudi Arabia when 9/11 happened, actually all but admitted sitting right there that Saudi Arabia did 9/11. And he explained that the purpose of it was to divide America by bin Laden, divide America in Saudi Arabia. It was a remarkable moment. Now, why would Trump have this guy in the White House? Because bottom line, Saudi Arabia, their embassy, 9/11 was run out of there. We know that. Why would Trump do this? Well, business deals, $1 trillion in investment. That's fantastic. But why would he do this? And why did Trump seem so freaked out when the reporter insulted the Crown Prince? Because folks, we're on a razor's edge, okay? Your entire lifestyle hangs in the balance of that meeting. Why? Because Saudi Arabia is the head of OPEC. And what Saudi Arabia does, this is a deal that goes back decades to Nixon. What Saudi Arabia does is that when they sell oil and OPEC sells oil around the world, they demand that the countries that buy it change their currency into dollars first. It creates a massive fake demand for dollars. In exchange, we have always acted as Saudi Arabia's de facto military. We protect their interests around the world. It's not a great deal, but the problem is, based on that, it's not a great deal. I mean, I would rather just not have that deal and not be dependent on them, but that's where we are. We are trillions of dollars in debt, and the reason we can print trillions of dollars and not have massive inflation, whereas Argentina tries it and they get 40, 50, 60, 100% inflation, is because of Saudi Arabia, because of OPEC, and because of the sale of our, you know, the changing into dollars, the sale of energy all over the world. By the way, Europe does the same thing. That's why we function as their army. That's why we function as their military. So Joe Biden insulted the Saudis and got mad at them for killing the Al-Qaeda sympathizer Jamal Khashoggi, which was good that they killed him. He's an absolute terrorist. I don't care if the Washington Post gave him a column. There's pictures of him with Osama bin Laden. That's exactly what the Crown Prince should be doing. So the Crown Prince came in, modernized Saudi Arabia, began hunting down and killing, in some cases very violently, these jihadists that had been allowed to kind of have free reign in Saudi Arabia under his father and grandfather. So what Trump was doing there was fixing the damage that Biden did. Biden went to Saudi Arabia. They literally mocked him to his face. But the terrifying thing that happened, and this is what really scares Trump, okay? This is why he's having this meeting, why he did it. He had no choice. Was because after Biden mocked Saudi Arabia and just destroyed that relationship, Saudi Arabia said, you know what? We can get a military to defend us somewhere else, like China. We'll get it from China. And the Chinese came in, Saudi Arabia rolled the carpet out, and they cut a deal with Saudi Arabia, Chinese did, that just absolute alarm bells went off in the Wall Street Journal, where for the first time, China was allowed to buy all its oil in its own currency. Yeah, not ours. And the Saudis let it be known, look, we might give this deal to everybody. We might, you know, we might do that. We don't need you guys anymore. And so that's why Trump rolled out the red carpet for the Saudi Arabians, because if Congress is going to continue printing like it is, if they stop selling oil for dollars and let people buy it in their own currencies, matter of convenience, really. Do you know what would happen with inflation? Do you know who'd get blamed for it? It'd be Trump. I mean, we're talking about absolutely through the stratosphere. And so we were in a situation where Saudi Arabia's like, okay, I'll throw in with BRICS. Fine with me. I don't care. Same to us. So Trump has had to go to extreme lengths to repair that relationship. That is why the Crown Prince was sitting there. Look, I don't agree with this, but these are the horrible decisions we have to make when you spend like a drunken sailor. When you decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to double what we spend in just 4 years, and we'll just print half of it. Well, you can only do that if you've created artificial demand for your currency, and we have that from, Saudi Arabia, from OPEC. That's why. I mean, if he didn't repair that relationship or repair it quickly, it was going to completely erode. You're going to have skyrocketing inflation, degradation of the dollar. And so Trump preserved it. That's what he was doing. You know, no, I don't like it. But that's what he was doing. All right, we got some great calls. I can't wait to take them. Coming up in just a minute, thank you for your call. By the way, enjoy your vacation down there in Tejas. Sounds wonderful. I'm jealous, but it's nice and warm. 800-905-0989. It is the call-in hour of the show, at least till Thanksgiving. I'm going to try this out. 9 to 10, all the topics of the week are back on the table. Shane from beautiful Lake Wylie. I haven't been out there in a while, but I used to love that. Shane, how you doing?
Hey, Tara, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just, Kyle, you were talking about earlier about all the construction and everything going on. You having been in this area before, you know where I'm at. I'm just right at the line.
Okay.
485 and all the buildings, like one caller said, everything's just at a stop. There's no, everything, nothing is happening right now, which leads you to believe. And I heard, wasn't there a report that like 15-17% of the Hispanic population in Charlotte, or there 17% in the schools, and like 15% didn't show up yesterday or something to that point?
Yeah, well,
it's, before.
Yeah, it's good. I think we're up to 30,000 not showing up out of 140,000 kids in the school system. It's, I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it shows you how big the illegal immigrant population is.
Yeah. Another thing was about Mondami, you know, I'm bringing up. Like I told Charlie, the people in New York are going to find out soon that Mondami is like a political timeshare. It was a good sell up front. It's going to be horrible on the back end.
Oh, yeah. You're not kidding. You're not kidding.
But there's going
to... Go ahead.
Wait, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I just say, and there's not going to be like the guy that advertises on the word about bailing people out of timeshare. There's not going to be anybody like that for people in New York. That's just going to be moving. It's going to be their only option.
Well, you know what they're counting on, though, I think long-term, is that a Democrat will get back in the White House and they can shovel some printed money in their direction.
Oh, absolutely. And all this, like, it's just a step up. People, I mean, I told my wife the other day, it scared me to the point, I'm like, oh, my goodness. It was a real clip, and I know you have to go, it was a little clip from Arnold, from Terminator 2, where he looks at Linda Hamilton and says, I think that's the name, and says, the robots, the people built the robots, and then the robots started working together, and that's why I'm here, or something to that effect. And that's, like, exactly what's starting to happen with AI. I'm like, uh-oh, or Age of Ultron. You were talking about that this morning in the Avengers movie where the neurons are firing. I don't know if you've ever seen the Avengers Age of Ultron, but the neurons are firing from Jarvis, and Ultron steals them and becomes this menace-like character. And that's what's going to happen with AI if they let it run loose.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're ready for what it can do. It's a little bit scary. But yeah, you know, can I go back to something you said? Because you're making a great connection that I've been making all week. And that is this. The reason Zohran Mamdani, you're talking about Charlotte, right? You're talking about him and up there. Okay. 50% of the New York population is now foreign born. 20% doesn't speak English. And when you look at the primary returns there, even Democrats, native born Americans did not vote for him. 65% of the Native American vote in New York, even Democrats, as crazy as they are, went to Cuomo and a little bit to Sliwa. They beat him handily among Americans.
Right.
So now go to Charlotte, right? Where you're kind of on the outskirts, right? So go to
Charlotte.
Charlotte is 20% foreign born now. 20%.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you think you can throw a rock in any direction, I hate to put it like that, and hit somebody that doesn't speak English and doesn't know how to speak English.
Yep.
And what's going to happen is, you know, of course they can't vote. Like I said, my wife, they can't vote in these big elections yet, like federal elections. But it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the buildup is. They're going to start with these little mayoral races. Now you got the biggest financial city in the world almost ran by Zohran. And eventually he'll put up stuff where we can start voting for federal. And it's going to get, it's just a step, it's a ladder. And they're being very patient and very manipulative. They know what they're doing.
They do. And they're bringing in these immigrants, not because of the way they vote in their countries, not just to vote Democrat, but to vote Marxist within the Democrat Party.
Vote anything. It's kind of, I've heard you say it before. Anything anti-American should be the T-shirts they wear around instead of freedom. Like Charlie Ward, they should wear around, we are anti-Americans.
Yeah.
Their whole goal, and I heard you say it, their whole goal is to just de-establish. Paul Harvey. Remember, did you ever hear this thing years ago where he, and I think y'all might have played it on one of the shows, where he gives a breakdown of how I would destroy a country? and he starts from like the inside out and walks up, and it's exactly what's happening. And he did that like in 1968, I think it was, or 65.
Yeah, it's powerful.
He said, if I was the devil, this is how I would destroy a country. And it's almost like a playbook of what they're doing.
It is, but I don't want people to be super depressed. There's an Achilles heel, though, Shane.
Right.
But the Democrats made a mess because they hate economic prosperity. They hate capitalism. They try to destroy it, which means what? There's not enough jobs for 12 million and for us. I mean, we just had a good jobs report. Just came out this hour, 119,000 jobs. That's not enough for the illegals. And so guess what? They had to give them 9 million Social Security numbers, and they had to hide them on the welfare rolls. They're only here for their welfare. You take that away, they'll go home. And we're doing that. Did you see Brooke Rollins, USDA, had just said everybody on food stamps, everybody on is going to have to reapply?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's what's going to stop this.
Yep, and it's going to have to be, and like the caller was talking earlier, and you made a very valid point just before you took my call. Trump has got to rebuild rapports with people right now that were destroyed.
Yeah.
Rapports that took decades to build, 4 years to destroy him. Well, after hearing you this morning, since Bush to destroy him, because apparently that's where a lot of this mess started. And I voted for the man twice. I'm ashamed of myself.
You didn't know. We didn't have conservative media then, except National Review, and they're useless. And we didn't have, we didn't have social media. There was no way to know who he was.
Right, right. I just, I was a Reagan guy. The first election I voted in was Ronald Reagan. Then I voted for Bush, and I've been a conservative my whole life, so I voted with Bush. But like I said, we didn't have all the breakdowns of what actually was going on at that time.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
But yeah, it's a mess. You can't. It, like everything said, it's going to get worse before it gets better. People just need to hang on.
Yeah, and you know what else, Shane? And thank you so much for your phone call. Fight like hell. That's what Trump's doing right now. I've never seen a person fight like him. I get frustrated with him sometimes, and I always tell you the truth, the ups and downs. I've never seen anyone fight like him. Victor in Greenville. Speaking of Bush, hey Victor.
Hey Tyron, just wanted to chime in. I know earlier we had mentioned the Bush cabal, and every time that ever gets brought up, it's always about Bush Sr. But people have to remember back before Bush Sr., there was Prescott Bush, who was Bush Sr.'s dad, who actually had ties to Germany, and his role as director and shareholder in companies that had actually profited from dealings with financial backers of Nazi Germany. And how ironic it is that today they're referring to us as the Nazis.
You mean the globalists, the left?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Bush control of the Republican Party is terrifying and also very doable because they will have a raft of amnesty, pro-amnesty cash. A lot of big businesses willing to pay for that. To continue the tax evasion scheme. So, they absolutely could come back in and take control of the Republican Party.
And it's almost like Prescott's coming all the way back again with Zohran.
Yeah.
It's just ironic how history seems to repeat, well, rhyme at least.
Yeah. What we got going for us this time, though, that's different again, is we have real media and we have social media. And it's not going to be as easy for the Bushes to go through the primaries and make that terrible deal where you can either take the $400,000, we'll hand it to you, we'll get you elected, but you're going to have to go open borders with us and vote for some very bad things for the American people. Or we can give the $400,000 to your opponent in the primary. That's your choice. And I mean, Karl Rove went around the country doing that for a long time. They're going to do it again. Trump has locked that out. And so what they're saying, UK Daily Mail, is the Bushes are plotting their return to take over the party again in the vacuum. So we'll see how it goes. Victor, thank you so much for your phone call to 98.9.
Thank you, Sarah. Always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. We'll be right back. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes to me, Tara, legal immigration is the problem. Wake up. Ouch. Well, the texter writes, the very first law passed in Congress was an immigration law. And guess what? It restricted immigration to the USA. Now, the texter writes, after that, USA cannot absorb 2 million legal immigrants every year. Well, the good news is Trump has really put the kibosh on that. He didn't do such a good job explaining it last week when he was talking about H-1B visas. Stephen Miller did, though. Take a listen.
President Trump has put a $100,000 fee on new H-1Bs. We're already seeing a dramatic change in the processing of these visas as a result of that. The Department of Labor has launched Project Firewall to fight illegal discrimination against Americans and illegal abuses of the H-1B program. You also have the highest standard of vetting that have ever been into place in new visas, including foreign student visas. The State Department has revoked tens of thousands of visas, and they're just getting started with tens of thousands of more. Yeah. We have a new focus on denaturalizations. We have a new focus on cutting back on welfare tourism and welfare migration. And, of course, you've seen, again, for the first time in over half a century, net negative migration to this country. You have more foreigners leaving the country than those that are being added on a permanent basis. The last time that happened, again, was over half a century ago during the period in American history in which we had net negative migration for an extended period of time.
Yeah, I think that the...
Okay, so you heard that right. Trump has added a $100,000 per visa application fee. It used to be $2,500. It's $100,000. I love that. Because if you have somebody who's super talented and we want to recruit them into the United States, we want all the best talent here. We do. Those are going to be innovators. They're going to be job creators. Awesome. You can pay $100,000 for them. And then their salary and benefits. Cool. But you're not going to replace an American with them. Or if you're going to, it's going to be, you know, just a tiny select group of people with that level of talent. That is exactly how our immigration system should run. Only the extreme best and the brightest. And so Stephen Miller's talking about that's why the H-1Bs have absolutely plummeted. You just haven't seen it yet because Trump did it last month. By the way, he's being sued for it. So you're seeing that go on. Everything that we need to cut down especially H-1Bs, is already in the law. It's just that these companies are breaking the law. They're currently investigating 150 right now for visa violations. That's what he's talking about. You have to advertise that job. You have to be unable to find an American to fill it, and you have to prove it. None of this train your replacement. That's illegal. Things are changing. They are. Some days we think not fast enough, but he's one man and he can't do everything. But he is doing a good job. Thank you so much for your phone calls. We'll be back again tomorrow. Mike Gallagher's up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.